Welcome to Men Power Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Men Power Talk Radio is to build a huge network where men can share successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. Last show, we completed the series on the philosophy of Napoleon Hill from his classic book, Think and Grow Rich. Throughout our shows, we've been laying the foundation for you to build your road to success. After receiving comments on how it's not easy to make plans and to follow those plans, this show is in part a review and also a gut check to ensure that you are where you want to be and realize that choosing your dream life may just be the hardest thing that you have ever done. It's easy to follow the crowd and be a cheerleader for someone else. It's easy to follow a daily routine that has given you security and a good life for a number of months or maybe even years. It's easy to be successful, bored, and have the same predictable lifestyle while yearning to escape and not have the courage to do so. In the beginning, we understood that we would all be starting from where we were on February 9, 2008, and would be building forward. We started with asking you to take inventory of where you are in all areas of your life. You were then asked to draw a line down the center of a sheet of paper, and on the left side, label it, I like. On the right side, label it, change. I want you now to complete that same exercise. If you've not done this exercise before, please complete it now. Write all the things that you like about your life on the left side, and those things that you wish to change on the right. When you've completed this exercise, go back and compare this sheet to the first sheet that was completed way back in February. Doesn't it thrill you to know that this simple exercise has made a big difference in your life? Can you smile about your progress, or are your sheets pretty close to the same? If this is your first time completing this exercise, repeat it again in 60 to 90 days and compare the sheets. If both sheets are the same, my question to you is, did you follow the 30-day commitment from the beginning? And that commitment was, number one, start each day with thank you for another day. And number two, smiling to the first 10 people you see every day. It's my belief that once you've completed this 30-day exercise, your life will have changed because you will be more aware of the many small pleasures that life offers to those actually in tune with others and our higher being. Now that we've completed this exercise, where are you at this point in your life? Can you see a difference? Over the past 90 days, there have been earthquakes, typhoons, tornadoes, foreclosures, credit crunches, and outrageous gas prices. Are you wondering why are these being mentioned? Simply because we have a choice as to how we allow everyday life to affect our decisions. Have you made changes in your life because of events such as these? Do you have stress in your life? If you are having challenges in your life, just know that you have the answers at your fingertips. Be willing to reach out for help and accept what life offers. Yesterday is history. I'd like to share this quote with you from Robert Collier. We can only do what we think we can do. We can be only what we think we can be. We can have only what we think we can have. What we do, what we are, what we have, it all depends upon what we think. If you're not driving or performing a task that will not allow you to stop, I want you to stop what you're doing and raise your right hand. Have you stopped? Okay, I'm going to give you a few seconds to stop. Once you're stopped, I want you to raise your right hand in the air and repeat after me. Now, while we're doing this, I also want you to use your left hand to tap yourself in the center of your chest. Are you ready? And I want you to shout this out while tapping your chest. Are you ready? Here we go. I will be the best me that I can be. I will be the best me that I can be. Now, one more time, tap yourself really hard in the center of your chest. Is your right hand still in the air? Okay, here we go. One more time. I will be the best me that I can be. If you want to supersize that statement, say it every morning while looking at yourself in the mirror. Look yourself in the eye and say every morning, I will be the best me that I can be. Can you see the potential in living that statement every day? What is there that you can't accomplish? If you've been journaling, or even if you haven't, I'd like for you to call time out for at least 4 hours this weekend. Now, what does time out really mean? If you have children, I'm pretty sure you have a real good grasp on timeouts. But for those that do not have children, it means, and my definition of timeout is simply means shutting off your cell phone, your radio, turning off your television, finding a quiet place to be alone, and really think about how you want your life to be. Now, that's 4 hours at some point this weekend. It can be 4 hours in the morning. It can be 4 hours midday, 4 hours at 2 o'clock in the morning. Some of our lives are such that we have to pull 4 hours from the middle of the night if we want to have peace and quiet and to be able to think about what we really want. I want you to start by reading your journal and understanding what needs to be done to bring peace and happiness required in your dream life. Go over your thoughts for the last 90 days and see just what's there. Once you have that vision in mind, spend some time exploring all of the exciting things you will be able to do. Enjoy the surroundings and the people that you come in contact with. Allow your subconscious mind to make contact with other positive energies as you relax and choose the life you really want. Napoleon Hill taught us to have a burning desire and be decisive by nature, didn't he? If you're thinking that your weekend is booked or you just have entirely too much to do, I want you to think again. Make the decision to set aside 4 hours of time for this exercise. I'd like to share another quote with you. And this quote is, everybody builds dreams in their lifetime. You're either going to build your dream or somebody else's. So build your own. And this is from Christopher LeBrock. Our mission at Men Power Talk Radio is to help men get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. Now, why is it that we men sometimes have a hard time sharing our ideas with others? Why is it that we crave for others to understand us, yet we share very little of ourselves with them? Why is it that some of us really want to open up and share with our friends and family, but are afraid to do so? Here's something that just popped into my mind, and I'm going to share it with you. 1 year, I wanted to do something really special for my dad for Father's Day. At that time, I was just beginning to understand the sacrifices that he made on a daily basis for us, his family. His every moment was dedicated to helping us learn, grow, and improve because he wanted the same thing that most fathers want for their children, and that's to have a better life. I thought back to all of the ties, the t-shirts, the cards, the socks, and dinners that we'd given him over the years, and I couldn't ever remember him not smiling and enjoying each gift as if it was exactly what he wanted. That year, I waited until he was all alone and asked him, Dad, what would you like for Father's Day? Being the wise person that he was, he simply smiled and he asked me, if I tell you, will you promise not to tell anyone? Well, I thought about it for a few minutes because that wasn't exactly what I had in mind, but I agreed anyway. And what he said next really surprised me. He said, whatever money you were going to spend, I want you to add it to your savings account and simply promise to spend a few hours watching television with me. I readily agreed. And today, I think that's the best gift I have ever given because I was able to keep my promise and give him what he wanted. I share this with you because your dream life may be simple changes, and that's perfectly fine. Our goal is for you to build habits of success into your life and share that success with those you care about most. In a recent interview, I was asked, what does my average day consist of, and how would my listeners answer that same question? Now, I had to think about it because a lot of you I don't know on a personal basis, but that time is coming. But my answer was that we all start our days the same way. We start by being thankful for having another day, and we've learned to smile and have fun while we go about our daily activities. Everyone in our network know that life is too short to not live the fantastic life we dream about on a daily basis, even if it's only for a few minutes at a time. We all know that a few minutes will turn into a few hours, then into a few days, then into a few months, then a few years, and at last into a lifetime. You and I both know, and I quote, "Quality is never an accident. It is always the result of high intention, sincere effort, intelligent direction, and skillful execution. It represents the wise choice of many." If this is not how you feel about your life, I want to know about it. Go to menpowerradio.com, that's www.menpowerradio.com, and send us a comment, because we are committed to empowering men over 40 to learn to get out of our own way and have a fantastic life. The starting point of all achievement is desire. The finishing point is that brand of knowledge which leads to understanding of self, understanding of others, understanding of the laws of nature, and recognizing happiness. Remember, you are the key. The choice is yours. We're here for you, and we welcome any ideas or thoughts that you'd like to share. Our goal is to help you have the fantastic life of your dreams. Are you committed to taking action? If you're looking for someone to talk to or to hold you accountable, contact us at www.menpowerradio.com or at www.wealthinternational101.com and let us know how we can help. We have coaches and trainers available to assist in building the life of your dream. Our next show on June 14th, send us your thoughts on what topics you'd love to hear. Go to Men Power Talk Radio or www.menpowerradio.com and share your ideas. I encourage you to share this broadcast with your family and friends as we continue to build our success network. If you like what you're hearing on Men Power Radio, I invite you to share the famous Kitchen Table Talk radio show of Raven Blair Davis at www.womenpower-radio.com with the women of your life. Raven is my friend and mentor and shares her view of how life is just beginning. Let's make the world a better place to live. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy of Men Power Talk Radio, signing off with Enjoy Life. Have fun.